USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says it will comply with a broad demand for information by the House Judiciary Committee. The Trump administration now accuses House Democrats of trying to conduct a, quote, pseudo-law enforcement investigation in demanding documents and testimony that Trump aides insist are classified, even to lawmakers. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has made requests of more than 80 people close to Mr. Trump. The White House counsel argues Nadler is trying to embarrass and harass the president, saying he hasn't cited a proper legislative purpose. Nadler has threatened contempt citations for those who don't comply.
I don't know whether they're trying to taunt us toward an impeachment or anything else. All I know is that they have made a preposterous claim.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 116 points, NASDAQ up 88. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell is defending his agency's handling of the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX after two deadly accidents. He told a House panel the grounding was ordered when a link was established between the Lion Air and the Ethiopian airline crashes, and said the flight system that was thought to be responsible for the crashes was thoroughly evaluated and approved by the agency before being installed in the aircraft.
There were in the 50,000 flights in the MAX, we had 24 reports that mentioned, from pilots, that mentioned some sort of anomaly on pitch. None of those reports were related to the MCAS. Zero.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed the nation's toughest abortion restrictions into law, a measure that bans virtually all abortions and would penalize those who perform them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The White House is taking steps to secure our communications network. USA's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump is issuing an executive order banning U.S. companies from using telecommunications equipment from firms that pose a threat to national security. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai joins Fox News and says the president made the right decision.
Protecting America's communications network system is critical to our national security, our economy, and our personal privacy. And especially when you're talking about companies that are located in countries that present a national security threat to the United States.
The president signed a bill last summer prohibiting the U.S. government from using equipment from two Chinese companies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A well-known Republican senator has worked up a new immigration bill. And USA's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Saying the system makes it too easy now for migrants to get into and remain in the United States, Senator Lindsey Graham's introducing a bill to address what he calls a horrible situation at the southern U.S. border.
And under our law, you're entitled to a hearing. It could take 3 or 4 years before your hearing is scheduled. So word is out on the street, if you apply for asylum, you're going to be let loose in the country.
Graham, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, says this is just one idea, as he also continues to support comprehensive immigration reform. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.